God damn it, the damn hook hit us.
Part two.
Technical difficulties. So me and Miss Parker finna just go right back into it again. Y'all getting two episodes this week. So listen, we love y'all that much. We ain't gonna even separate this.
Gotta see you through.
Gonna see it through. So back to what we was talking about. Miss Parker was gonna interject and hit y'all with the hook on. At least if I go to an event, I need at least one motherfucking data point.
I do. And that could be, hey, what's your IG handle? Hey, what is your TikTok handle? Hey, I'm looking for you right now. Oh, is this you? Following you right now. And I'm over there like, hey, okay, yeah, that's us. So which one is yours? I'm following you too. That way, we have now created a bridge to be able to keep in connection. But when you're doing that and there's no like connection made outside of this kind of like informal fraternizing conversation, what am I doing once I leave? How do I stay in connection with you? And how do you stay in connection with me? Okay, so now I have a pamphlet or a flyer that has a web address on it or whatever that I'm supposed to go and subscribe to and sign up to. So now you're able to keep up with me in that regard, right? But until I start receiving your newsletters, which are not real time, I'm really not able to connect with you. So if I came to an event and I've participated and I'm trying to network, then I'm going to need to be elevated or escalated to VIP status where I don't have to go through a website and then to an email to be able to connect and communicate with you. I want to at least know what's your social media handle for any of the platforms. That way I can DM you and I can get in direct connection with you. At this point in time, you and I have been at an event. I don't feel like I should have to go through your www. Or wait for you to reach out to me with a newsletter to only tell me about another meeting that you're having in X amount of weeks. Where I'm probably now thinking it's going to be even less beneficial than the one I just attended. Does that make sense?
Ms. Parker just said, shit, take care of me in real time.
Right.
Rip your phone out.
Right.
What's your social media handle?
I ain't asking your cell phone number.
No. We ain't trying to fuck with you like that.
I ain't asking your email address.
What she said was, where you at? Oh, you on, this is going to get a disclaimer. You at Facebook, you at IG, you at YouTube, TikTok,
Twitter.
Whatever. They got to fuck it to you. Right. What you said was, where do we go from here?
Right.
And if you ain't directing me from here, we fucked.
I'm directing myself out the door.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do?
You're not going to keep wasting my time.
We didn't hit up. We didn't hit a bad spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a bad spot is?
It's a not good spot.
It's a non-connection.
Yeah.
It is a, we ain't going nowhere past here. When Monopoly turns, we ain't going past go. Mm-hmm. So right now, because of your failure to communicate. Oh, I thought y'all heard that. Failure to communicate. You have now turned your communicative function, because let's get it booked. A meetup is a communicative function.
Yep.
This is a networking function. Your network didn't network, which means your network ain't worked. The network happened to the network, which means it ain't worked shit.
Right.
Because we got zero.
I mean, if I walk away feeling like there was no takeaway, there was no real connection made, then what did I attend for? And you damn sure ain't giving me nothing, you know, towards looking forward to the next social gathering.
The networking event is like you going fishing.
Yeah.
And I am a person who hates fucking fishing. You know I hate fishing? Because there's no return on your investment.
Mm-mm.
But as a business owner, I understand.
Right.
Fish.
Right.
Because you got to cast your line.
Yeah.
into an unknown water.
You do.
And hoping you pull back something
worth it.
She just took it worth your time.
Yeah.
So take it like this. A networking event is like a fishing event. We have a bunch of people who go to a certain area, who pass their reels out, who catch something worth getting. The crazy thing is, if I cast my fishing rod out into a fucking ocean, would I get a better return than if I cast my fishing rod out into a lake?
Or a pond?
Wait, she took the words right out of my mouth. You have to understand your demographic.
Yeah.
If you invite people to just throw their past into the fucking oblivion, which is the ocean.
The abyss.
And I know what they're going to get.
Yeah.
And you charge them a certain amount and they're like, well, I got nothing. You say, well, you knew what you signed up for. But if you are a person who limits the audience of where your net can be cast, then you'll say, listen, we're going to have you fishing with like-minded individuals who are in your area. That's going to be a smaller demographic.
That could range from novice to expert. That's fine, too.
Which means you're going to technically catch a fish, which means you got to connect them.
Yeah.
People pay a lot of money to go deep sea fishing. You know why? Because you're subject not to get shit. But people don't pay you deep sea fishing prices for a pond. And that's where we're talking about that connection.
Yeah.
We're looking for how can you get in what you put out.
Right. It has to be beneficial and worth your while. And if I see you, if your maximal energy expended was at the concept and the implementation, i.e. making the event happen and that was it, then I'm just going to start to look at it and be like, I'm not going to attend.
But also, let's keep it like this. You can't have people at a fishing event that are farmers. You can't.
Wait, aren't there fish farms?
No, it's not the same.
Oh, it's not the same?
Oh, hell no. No, it's not.
It was a fish farm.
See, agriculture bumping.
Oh, never mind.
They are, but they're not.
Okay. Yes, but no.
Yeah, yes, but no. You can't have people coming to a fish fry.
Like a fish fry.
That are vegetarians.
What are they going to do there?
Okay. So it's,
eat the sides?
You can't have people coming to a potato fest.
Potatoes.
And they don't harvest potatoes.
Why am I there? I came for potatoes.
You can't have people that are going to be astronauts.
Mm.
That want to be deep sea divers.
That's two polar opposites. Literally.
I'm just saying. Listen.
One is above the equator and one is below.
It don't even matter. Them motherfuckers ain't in the same damn field. What we talking about is
going north, one going south.
You can't have an event and you say, I got an astronomer with a botanist.
Yeah.
You know what an astronomer is? They look at the
stars. Exactly.
They look at the stars. A motherfucker that looking at the stars ain't talking about plants. Listen, you got to understand, you are trying to garner as many people in that area, in your field, that you are giving special When I say speciality means you are specifically targeting them.
So in essence, what Mr. Parker is saying, know your target audience.
You can't have a road warrior with the person that's working at the computer all day. You can't have.
You don't stop with the analogies. I think
no. This is for real. You cannot sit here and say we are targeting a certain demographic and then you trying to hit every fucking body.
That don't work.
No. What you should try to figure out is, who am I actually targeting?
Right.
And then get 3 to 4 people or 3 to 4 SMEs, which are subject matter experts.
Shmees.
In that field. And let's all congregate and let's talk.
So you're talking about a target audience with a purpose.
Yes. Because first of all, you cannot get everybody if you are trying to get nobody at the same time.
So don't throw spaghetti at the wall.
Yeah, that spaghetti noodle and that shit at the wall, shit don't work. So this is the thing. What you should try to do is, and understand, let's target. When I say target, let's figure out who we're after. We can't be after everybody and try to get nobody at the same time.
I'm going to go a step further. Let's figure out who we are after and tailor what we will offer afterward.
Okay, so let's check this out. Let's have a pop-up event with only apparel owners. That's it. 4, 5, 6, 7 apparel owners. Do you have a online e-commerce apparel line?
But what does that have to do with the meetup and greet and now what?
So tell me this. If you're trying to meet up and greet up with anybody, or let's just say, let's go back to the people that was podcasting. Let's go back to them. And you said, I'm looking for podcasters. Are you podcasting about apparel? Are you podcasting about true crime? Are you podcasting about just life in general?
Cooking, mental health.
Exactly. Listen, those things are only significant for podcasting.
Yeah.
But you then disconnect because there is no connection after that. And that is the way the meetup and the technically talking to everybody else goes to shit. Nobody is going to talk to anybody after that.
No, but I mean, I think the fact that the common thread is podcasters at the meetup, I think that works because it does give you a different take, a different perspective, a breath of fresh air to be able to mix and mingle. But I think the issue comes with you have their range, novice to expert. And then sometimes the range goes beyond that to not novice, but never started. Mm. So you go never started to novice to expert. So now you have people in that area somewhere between novice and expert that are like, so what is this going to do for me? A never started might get more from it than an expert. An expert may be there feeling that they're just simply being poached. Someone in the middle that's been at it a couple of years may feel like they're underutilized and this is not beneficial for them. But the common thread is podcasting. The issue is what happens afterwards.
And that whole main thread you just said was even better because a lot of people don't even understand. Oh, hell, I forgot what I came here for.
Right.
You know, some people just say, I just signed up and I just thought, oh, you reminded me.
Or I missed the last one I said I was going to come. I'm here for about 10 or 15 check the minutes. Box. Yeah. And now I got to go. And you made all efforts in communicating with anyone there other than to let that one individual know. I came, I saw, I conquered, I'm gone. That's not beneficial for anybody.
And I think that's just the when we meet up, now what?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we've talked about it. The crowds get smaller.
Yeah.
The higher you ascend. But how is it for those who have organized these setups? What can they learn? Are they like, oh, well, I got a bad turnout. But did you get a bad turnout because of what you put out or what you took in? Yeah. Hey, we'll catch y'all next time.